This is an executive summary of DSD reserves and capital expenditures, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Every building eventually needs major work, a new roof, an HVAC replacement, tenant improvements to attract or retain occupants. For an ordinary property owner, funding these capital expenditures is a matter of writing a check or arranging financing. A Delaware statutory trust, DST, can't do either as freely, because the IRS rules that make a DST 1031 eligible prohibit the trust from calling new capital from investors or freely refinancing its debt. That single constraint, the no new capital restriction, is why reserves matter so much in a DST. A DST must set aside reserves up front, at the time of the offering, to fund future capital expenditures and unexpected contingencies over the hold period. Adequate reserves protect the investment. Inadequate reserves can leave the trust with few options if a major expense arises. Reserves also reduce current distributions, because cash held back isn't paid out. This guide explains why DSTs hold reserves, how they fund capital expenditures, why the no new capital restriction makes reserves essential, the impact on distributions, and how to review a reserve policy. Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. Verify the current rules and your specific situation with your advisors. This is educational information, not investment advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.